It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I want to get to my Cuddy thought here in a minute. For those just getting into their car, Bears practiced for the first time in training camp today. Not a long practice. The old ramp-up period. JD's going to have the update at about 4:15. Eddie Jackson missed practice with a hamstring. Then you had both starting offensive tackles out, at least the way they project right now. Tevin Jenkins, we're all very high on Tevin Jenkins, who they want to be their starting left tackle. He was out today with a sore back. You had Jermaine Ifedi, who is projecting to be their right tackle, out with a hip flexor from the fitness test they do. None of them are supposed to be serious, they say.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, Robert Quinn still has a back problem.
That's not a good
thing. But he was limited, so he did some things. And JD will get us up to date on that.
Many people believed he came to camp last year banged up. And there was no explanation for what was transpiring.
Very odd on what happened. I was very excited for that, and he had a good year the year before.
I think his win rate, based on ESPN's analytics, he had the top win rate of any pass rusher in the league in 2019.
Yeah, it baffled me. And then we didn't know if Khalil Mack was healthy the whole year. I guess Mack spoke today as well.
I don't think he was healthy for much of the year. I think he was dinged up, and it's the reason why I hope that they put him on a bit of a snap count.
As far as the trades are concerned, we've got under 48 hours to go. We're now at T-minus 47 hours. The deadline is Friday at 3 o'clock. So we expect a bunch of people or a bunch of trades to be made here in Chicago. For Cubs fans, it's going to be see you later and thank you. You know, you hope that Jed finds the next wave of players that can be stars on the next team. But it's going to be very bittersweet with Chris Bryant, who is in the lineup, batting second today. Rizzo is in the lineup as well. There is no Javi Baez in the lineup again. That heel injury, he was in the lineup yesterday. Then they called it a late scratch.
Yeah.
Because of the heel, he is not in the lineup.
He was in the on-deck circle, I think, when the last out was made, because you were going to get another Javi Baez, Amir Garrett moment if that last out did not occur.
So are they keeping him out of the starting lineup because he's not healthy or because they don't want him to tweak it further playing the field because they may trade him?
Yes.
Okay, all
to both.
Okay.
That's what my guess
would
be.
So Kimbrel, Bryant, a chance with Rizzo.
Tapera,
Javi, and then with the White Sox, I believe they get the second baseman, and I believe they're going to acquire two relievers. We will see what Rick Hahn and Jed Hoyer does. The Simone Biles story is very, very polarizing.
She was the biggest story heading into the Olympics. Her dominance in past championships in the Olympics, what was it? It was 2016, obviously,
she's
right?
The best. Yes, she's the best. She has done things that no gymnast has ever done. Moves and things in gymnastics that nobody has ever really attempted, right?
Yes. Most explosive, dynamic. And I don't watch a ton of gymnastics, but I've never seen anybody be able to do the things that she's been able to do.
And she has been very vocal that this was a mental issue. And many people, I've listened to this story. I've wanted to listen to it instead of just jump in with some meathead sort of hot take. And I wanted to listen. I heard a caller today call into Carmen and Yurko say, look, when you are a gymnast and when you are trained to do these highly acrobatic tumbles like on the vault. I don't even know if I'm using the right lingo.
And there's a lot of danger involved as well if they're not done obviously correctly.
I believe the technical term is the twisties. Yes. When you're in the air and you lose where you are in regards to where the ground is and where you are in your trick.
Think how high you are when you vault yourself. You are literally vaulting yourself into the air. And She was in the air and she had no feeling, and she then all of a sudden just tried to land safely. And people have said that could be a catastrophic thing. You could land on your head. You could break your back.
It could definitely lead to a tragic outcome.
And she's like, I'm not right. This is could be a very bad thing for me. And Waddle, you know this. I'm very open about mental health, especially these days. I've always been open to sort of evolve and to be more open about when you're not feeling right mentally. And in my journey with cancer, I'm very open. There are two charities. There are many charities I support. The V Foundation, I've always told you about this. The research, the science behind finding a cure for cancer. But then there were a couple of other charities that I found and I benefited from that really attacked the mental game of this thing. And it's not a game. It is serious business. And it's the Cancer Wellness Center. They are located in Northbrook. And it's Immerman Angels. And they are a Chicago-based charity that is national as well. Cancer Wellness Center, they attack the mental aspect. They attack many sides of when you're in the cancer journey on how nutrition can help you, on how mental health can help you. And so what they do for cancer patients is they give you 8 free sessions with a licensed therapist who specializes in patients who have cancer. So really grieving counselors. Right. There's a lot of grieving that goes on in your body. And you need to talk it through and you need to find out. Because I am truly of a believer, especially going through my journey, that if the mind isn't right, you're never going to heal physically. Right. So if the mind's not right in a physical competition, you're never going to be able to attack it physically. So I know I am coming at this from a mental standpoint. Immerman Angels paired me up with a mentor. A mentor who suffered the same type of cancer that I had 5 years earlier, and he would tell me everything that he did and helped him, and so I could follow in his footsteps. And it's a great charity. Johnny Immerman is awesome. He's from Chicago. He had testicular cancer at one point in his life, and he started this, where we all need these we need guidance. We need to have our brains right. This is so, so important. So I give all the kudos to Simone Biles. This is not coming from Simone Biles. Tell me if I'm right or wrong from this. My mind went to Jay Cutler, okay? Because in my history of being on the air in Chicago, there was no dumber story than the NFC Championship game in 2011 against the Green Bay Packers when Jay Cutler suffered a grade 2 MCL sprain. And he was raked over the coals nationally. Fans went after him. High profile former athletes went after him. If you're not taken off on a stretcher, you never tap out. If they don't carry me off the field, you do not leave the field. Here was a guy who suffered an injury. And then thus, like Simone Biles, who felt she couldn't protect herself mentally. Jay Cutler was hampered by an MCL sprain. He suffered it before halftime. He tried to play with it. He came out again in the third quarter and tried to play with it. He could not protect himself. One, he wasn't effective. Two, he could not protect himself because his knee wasn't right and he could not move and he could have suffered a more catastrophic injury.
We've seen other players, and most recently I think we saw Steph Curry have a similar injury that kept him from postseason play a year or two ago.
So my point is this. I like this new way of doing things. If we're going to be more open as sports fans and society and be okay with people being vocal from the mental side of things.
Which we all should be.
And say, look, I can't do it. I got to walk away. I'm not healthy. This is killing me. This is crushing me. When a man tried to give everything he gave 10 years ago, and Maurice Jones-Drew and Mark Schlereth and Deion Sanders, and they all came at him because they couldn't understand the way it was. I want to know if those people, if they're defending Simone Biles today, if they're going back to give Jay Cutler an apology.
Well, my guess would be no, that they're not going to go back
well,
and
they
give
should,
him
because
an apology.
They need
but
to.
I think you make a great point that we should be more open to being considerate and understanding of different things that different people are going through. for sure.
And just because you don't understand or you played through a grade 2 MCL sprain or you felt the pressure and still played through something, you have zero right to go on the radio or television and tell people that Jay Cutler was soft because he couldn't finish the game. He was hurt, whether it's a mental injury or a physical injury. And all, like, it, to me, I still, and Jay and I, you know this, Jay and I have had our ups and downs. And Jay got very upset at me when Josh McCown came in. And I'm not a guy who was scared to criticize Jay or ask him the tough question, the Jamarcus Webb thing we got into. I wasn't an all defender of Jay Cutler. But to me, I still can't wrap my brain around that 10 years ago we were at a point where we were calling a man soft because he suffered an injury in a championship game. And guys like Mike Golic said, you have to be carried off the field. You can't walk off the field. You have to still try to play.
Maybe irony is the wrong word. I always mix up irony and the coincidence. Was, I believe that year, Maurice Jones-Drew, when his team was desperately in need of a quality performance from a running back, I believe he wasn't available because he had an injury
as well.
And so, it's dangerous territory to go out there and be hypocritical on that front, for sure.
So my only thing is on this is I'm all good with this. This is her decision, and she is shedding a lot of light on it. I just want to know, if we're in this new territory, let's make it fair now. Let's make it fair. If you're scolding people for asking about Simone Biles, were you going after Jay Cutler 10 years ago?
I think it's a very fair question.
312-332-3776, if you have a thought on it. I know it's not apples to apples, but I think it's close, and it's what I thought of during this story. We're going to talk to JD coming up. A lot going on at Bears camp. It is day one. The injuries, the Justin Fields performance. We get it coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Well, plenty of time to take your calls if you want to weigh in on the Cutler take. That's just what my mind went to, that we can be a very, very open society to new ways of thinking, but we could be very still closed-minded, and we have been in years past, and I think it's a touch hypocritical. 332-3776 is our phone number. JD is covering Bears camp. It is so good to say that. It is so good to hear from you, JD, on the Corona hotline. How you feeling? Been back at Hallis Hall in person.
I know, the last couple of days. I mean, it feels great to be covering training camp, but guys, it is still very strange to be here and not Bourbonnais and to see the setup that fans for the first time are going to see tomorrow for the first open practice. They've done their best. I mean, the bleachers they brought in are pretty impressive. I mean, it was definitely 50,000 fans that are eligible to come here for all these practices. You know, the parking situation obviously is not ideal because, as you guys know, Hallis Hall is situated in the back of an industrial park. So, I mean, the infrastructure to handle all those cars isn't there. So people have to park at Hawthorne Mall, take the shuttle. But, I mean, everything is set up where they still have the tents and, you know, the porta potties and the ice machines and the things that make you feel like it's training camp, you know?
So how long was practice? What was accomplished today, if you're allowed, whatever you're allowed to tell us? I don't even know what the damn rules are anymore.
I'll tell you whatever you want, big guy. Now, today was closed, technically, but that's okay. I mean, today was a shorter practice. They ran actually ahead of schedule. It was about an hour and 10 minutes, hour 15 minutes.
Ahead of schedule?
Still ahead of schedule. That's fine on day one. We'll take an early out for practice on day one. You know, no pads. But one thing, though, and Matt Nagy mentioned this to us this morning, so now how it's different, there's a lot of different rules this year, but one thing will be that we'll talk to the head coach prior to every practice. We will not talk to him after any practices. So he spoke to us around 12:45 today. And tomorrow he'll talk around like 8:30 because it's a 9 o'clock practice. So one thing that he really emphasized is that he felt that he did a bad job with the tempo of training camp.
Just stop right there. Just stop right there.
He did a bad job.
He said he did a bad job. Yeah, he did. And he that's one thing that he is very keen on correcting. So, I mean, I didn't notice, like, the first day without pads, I didn't notice a crazy uptick in the tempo, but they do have one of their assistants. And if you guys come out to a practice this year, and if the fans are lucky enough to have one of these tickets to one of these practices, you'll see one of their assistants out there with a megaphone screaming at guys, like between drills, you know, like, let's go on the 40, heading towards the weight room. Let's go, let's go. So, I mean, they're trying to pick up the intensity, trying to pick up the enthusiasm. But today was a very scripted practice. You know, you saw a little bit of very, very little team drills, you know, mostly individual stuff. It moved quickly, but tomorrow is the first sort of real practice when the fans are involved.
I had a flashback to Mark Trestman sprinting up and down the field with a football. But, JD, like, there is nobody who is better at apologizing for past mistakes than Matt Nagy. He's always like, I screwed up not running the ball. I screwed up with a lower tempo practice. I screwed up by not playing my guys in the preseason. I'm tired of the mea culpas, and just I want him to get it freaking right. Is that so much to ask?
Well, but also, too, now, you know, the coach before him, who I covered regrettably, never took responsibility for anything, passed the buck at every possible chance. So, I mean, for a guy to sit up there and say that he was wrong, I don't want to vilify him for that. But, yes, I think what needs to happen this year, and I think Matt Nagy, again, would be the first one to tell you this. I think the offense needs to take a big step forward this year. I think Matt Nagy, everyone knows, was brought here because of his offensive background, and the offense really hasn't been, connected. It's been very disjointed, certainly since 2018. That year was passable because the defense was just so historically great, but the last 2 years just have not been good enough. I think what needs to happen is the offense needs to play well. Andy Dalton needs to get off to a good start, which I think he is more than capable of doing. Justin Fields needs to progress behind the scenes. You know, Darnell Mooney needs to play well. They got to get more out of Cole Kmet. Tevin Jenkins, who guys did not practice today, one of the guys that did not practice, their rookie left tackle, you know, he needs to develop into his job. If that happens, I think so much pressure will be taken off of Matt Nagy, and I think there will be a lot of validation. But as far as him admitting he's wrong, I mean, I personally never noticed a lag in tempo, but he did. It's something he wants to fix. And, you know, again, I'm not saying they're going to go out there sprinting from place to place, but he just wants things done in a little bit of a crisper fashion. And thank you for bringing up Mark Trestman with the football, sprinting down the sidelines and playing catch with Martellus Bennett before and after every practice. See, those are the days we're trying to avoid repeating, guys. Right. So that's the goal. Let's not go back to that era. Let's hope the Bears have ushered in a new era of football here at Halifax.
JD, is any concern from you about any of the guys that didn't practice today or those that may have been limited? Or is it just, you know, it's very early and no concerns?
Well, it's disappointing. I mean, it's I don't think anything is – nothing that was announced today is in any way like a, you know, week one in jeopardy or anything. But still, I mean, you want Eddie Jackson on the field. You know, he's out with a hamstring injury. I mentioned Tevin Jenkins. You want him out there, Thomas, you know, taking every rep possible, right?
Amen. Yes.
At left tackle. So for him not to be out there, I'm not saying it's serious, but it certainly is disappointing. You know, Jermaine Ifedi injured his hip flexor this morning. They did their conditioning test. This is why practice was in the afternoon and much shorter today, is they did that conditioning test, which consists of all the 60-yard sprints. So Jermaine Ifedi hurt himself today. He's a pretty key piece on that offensive line, can play multiple positions, and who knows ultimately where he's going to end up. Bilal Nichols has still got the toe injury he's nursing. And when you talk about Robert Quinn, you know, he was limited technically, but he was going – I was watching him on the side. He was going pretty full go with his pass rushing drills. They just need him to play well. Guys, $30 million guaranteed is what he signed for last year, and he had 2 sacks. So, you know, getting him out there without any restrictions is the next step. And hearing Nagy and the Bears talk about Robert Quinn, they don't think that that's too far off.
All right. What can you tell us about the two quarterbacks?
Well, today was a little different, and Nagy warned us that some of the drills today, the team stuff, was scripted in a way where, okay, the receivers were going to allow the defensive backs to make the interception.
What?
And vice versa.
What?
Now, this was just a little part of practice, okay? So I don't want to, you know, I mean, Andy Dalton threw a bomb to Mooney for a touchdown. Then he threw a bomb to Marquise Goodwin for a touchdown. I think that was when the defensive backs were kind of laying off a little bit. It was beautiful throws, but I don't want to like get too, you know, excited about that or too low in the fact that Justin Fields had a period where he did not look very good and he was dropping down to the side with some throws and very, you know, very, very off. But again, things were being done a little differently today. I think tomorrow we'll know a little more, and certainly when the pads come on, you know a little more. But Dalton had some very good throws, I thought, today. Fields had a few, but certainly if you were to ask me, like, you know, and no one's keeping an official count for day one with all this, you know, these scripted sets and everything. But certainly Dalton, I thought, looked good. Fields, I would say, you know, wasn't probably the best he could put out there on the practice field.
JD, what? Sylvie panic just crossed his
face. Oh, Sylvie, don't worry.
No, I'm joking. JD, from your educated and experienced perspective, how do you believe, day one of the training camp, if you had to put your money down on how this quarterback situation will ultimately unfold, how would you describe it?
I'm going to surprise you with this answer. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's have it.
I really think Andy Dalton has a chance to play well. I really do. He's in tremendous shape. He knows the entire offense. He's not a bad player. He's not ascending anymore in his career. The days of him being a franchise quarterback are over. But, like, I've seen bad bridge quarterbacks. You know, I've seen a guy where, like, he was so bad in Dalton, if he was a real bridge, the bridge would have collapsed when your car was driving on it, right? I've seen bad bridge quarterbacks. He's not bad. He's not bad. I really feel like if he can just stay healthy, and that would be the real unfortunate deal, would be if Dalton gets hurt and they got to expedite everything with Fields before he's ready.
Right.
That's when the real problems can happen. I think Andy Dalton, in my mind, can give them a very good level of play for maybe half the year until Fields is truly ready. I think they want to play Fields this year. I think Fields wants to play this year. I mean, the talent is undeniable, but he's not ready yet. He's just not. I mean, people will come out here. They'll watch training camp. They'll see there's still some things. There'll be some plays where he's looking around and, you know, he's, you know, pulling the mitts where he can't get the ball out and, you know, tucking and running, which is not what you want to do in these training camp drills. But he's going to get there. I think he's going to get there. And so I would say Andy Dalton, if he could give them 8 games of good play, 9 games, and they're playing well, and then they can make that switch, I think that would be just the ideal scenario for them. I hope that happens.
Before we let you go, JD, it's always great to talk to you. Do you believe something has to happen for Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace to keep their jobs? Is there something that needs to be accomplished, anything specific?
Well, I think, I mean, if they were to just completely bomb out, Tom, and go like 1-16, right. I mean, now
3-14, now, everything gets blown up. Yes.
Everything gets blown up. I don't think that's going to happen. There's too much talent on this team. And look, guys, you know, the NFL, everyone's basically an 8-8 team, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to win a couple of those swing games that either get to 10 or 11 wins or you're a 6 or 7 win team, right? That's how it works in the NFL. No, I don't sense some incredible pressure on the GM or the head coach. Quite the opposite, actually. I think they're both very, very enthusiastic, very comfortable. They seem very confident. I do not look at this right now as a win or else year. I know people want to frame it that way, and we can make the arguments that, you know, maybe based on prior events it's happened. Guys, they've made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years under Nagy. Do you know how bad it was under Fox? Do you know how bad it was under Trussman? I mean, it hasn't been terrible. It's got to be a lot better. But I don't think they're in any rush to blow this whole thing up. I feel like they think that they have fielded a very competitive roster. They've made a lot of upgrades at quarterback, and they can maybe put themselves in a position where, if it all goes right, they don't just back into the playoffs, but they actually have them a chance to win a couple of playoff games, which is what this franchise desperately needs.
In 10 seconds, any other nuggets we have?
I think we hit everything with the injuries and everything. No, again, I think tomorrow, first day for the fans, and I look forward to seeing all the lucky fans that get here. You know, they got 5 100-yard fields now at Halas Hall. I know it's over 10 seconds, but this really is a great facility to host a training camp, and people, I think for the first time, will see just how state-of-the-art that Halas Hall has become.
All right, good stuff, JD.
Thanks, JD.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
I want to get your thoughts on letting the defensive back make interceptions. And we'll tell you how you could be one of our reporters tomorrow at Bears Camp. It's coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Celebrating Dusty Hill, who passed away today at the age of 72. If you're familiar with classic rock, ZZ Top, one of the legendary bands, still active too. And Dusty Hill was recently suffering from a hip injury and wasn't going to tour with them. They just posted that like a week or two ago. And then today the band released information that he passed away at his home in his sleep. So 72 years old. Rest in peace, Dusty Hill, the bassist for ZZ Top. Phone number to reach us, 332-3776.
It was the time in my life where I thought most about how cool it would be to grow a beard.
Yeah, right? They set the standard. You know, there are a lot of good sports beards these days. Jake Arrieta, James Harden, a lot of guys. It's very fashionable now to have, you know, our own J.R. Strauss has a ZZ Top type beard these days.
It's kind of the first time I ever really recognized the beard. You know, that it was something like, I mean,
where it could blow in the wind.
Yeah. It was like, wow, look at that thing.
Best beard of all time. Pick.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that was a good one. I was going to say Santa Claus.
Also, Abraham Lincoln beard. Is a good the beard one without too. A mustache. The beard without a mustache is kind of a different look.
I gave Lincoln the first impulse answer just because of the legendary figure he was.
Sylvie's right on. Lincoln, that's pretty good. He also has the hat.
Oh, yeah. He had the whole look.
The best beard.
And the log cabin.
What the hell does the log cabin have to do with a beard?
No, it was just his whole thing. Okay, he was like, you knew him for a lot of things.
He was tall.
Very tall.
Yeah. Or fairly tall. I don't know how tall. He was, what, probably 6'3"?
You know the thing that bothers me about Jake's beard? I like Jake's beard.
It's rough against your face?
No.
Wow.
He's very, very... He needs the manscaper for the neck. Like
he's got hair growing everywhere.
He's got to clean up. Look, it's fine if you want to let the beard grow. But the back of the neck is just, you look like
I'm going to get in trouble for Googling best beards of all time.
No, why? Beards are a normal thing.
These days, I mean, all the kids are trying to make jokes about everything. John Grizzly Adams.
Oh, yeah, that is a good beard.
That was a good beard. He caught his on fire. Do you remember that?
No.
Grizzly Adams, I believe, caught his beer on fire. He may have been having an alcoholic beverage or something. You Google this.
Okay.
Grizzly Adams, I believe, had his beard catch fire. Ernest Hemingway had a great beard.
Yes, uh-huh.
John Idler, the president of ABC7,
had a good beard.
Yeah. Zeus.
I guess so, yeah. He's a mythological. Yeah. Were you looking for mythological?
Well, I think, you know, I mean... Kids, turn off your radio. Santa's like,
No, you don't.
What'd you just do there?
No, you don't.
That was a Cap-like move you just pulled.
Don't you do that.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. There's.
Oh, I got the best one. Chuck Norris.
Well, everything on Chuck Norris.
Colonel Sanders.
Anyone say Dallas Keuchel?
No.
Dallas Keuchel had a good beard. He has a good beard.
He does. He does. But nobody I haven't heard about.
No.
Him and Jake, kind of, their beards came up at the same time.
William Shakespeare.
Okay.
Socrates.
So crates.
ZZ Top comes in at number 12 on this
that's
list.
That's right. I mean,
that's really, what I mean. Like, that was the first time as I was a kid that I really actually noticed a beard.
And they were a lot younger than you thought because of the beards. You're like, look at these old guys. They're like 40. You know, they weren't old.
That's right.
I mean, like you know, Dusty Hill was just 72 years old. That's not old. Can I read you this tweet? Are we done with the beards?
I guess so.
Are we ever done with the beards? I feel like this is something that we could do for the rest of our lives.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6, best beards of all time. Jeff tweets, and he says, this hit from JD on the Waddle and Sylvie show, saying that Matt Nagy told the media, quote, the interceptions are going to be intentional today. That's part of my plan. Is just hilarious on so many levels. Beyond words, Waddle's reaction was perfect. What? Hashtag, I'm not an idiot.
Like I've never heard of it. It may be a new thing. Maybe it is a new thing that all the best coaches are doing now. I have never heard, okay, guys, we're going to go one-on-one here. And for the first 15 minutes of one-on-one, regardless of how well covered you have that wide receiver, we're going to let the wide receiver make the catch. And then the next 15 minutes when we do one-on-one drills, we're going to let the ball be intercepted. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Justin, we know you're the quarterback of the future, and we got to develop you. I got a really good plan today. I want you to throw intentional interceptions.
I want you to throw as many interceptions today as you can.
Yeah. You see Jalen Johnson over there? Allen Robinson's going to be running a pattern. I want you to overthrow.
Hit between the numbers.
Hit Jalen Johnson.
Hit Jalen Johnson right between the numbers.
For what?
I don't know. There's got to be something else.
Someone adds the point that, who was it? Who tweeted? Bear Gladiator, very good tweeter. He says, can't Nick Foles run the picks on purpose, Joe?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I mean, that's what he should be used for.
I thought that drill went out of the system when Mitch moved along.
I was just waiting for the Mitch joke to work its way into the conversation.
They're running that drill in Buffalo now, I think.
Like, how is this a new drill? Haven't they been doing it the last couple of years?
We're just so used to it with Mitch. We're going to keep it alive.
Oh, by the way, guys, the Bills reporters are out. They think Trubisky looks good in their first practice.
Okay.
So just remember for that. Yeah, I can't wait.
It's a ramp up. They're on the field for 13 minutes.
Look, Mitch would rip the throws in practice. We'd always hear about that, right?
Not early in training camp.
Not always. Training camp, right. Yeah. But whenever he overthrew a guy I was ripping it in practice. He ripped it all practice, all week. And then there you go.
Yeah, I was ripping farts, too, okay? I mean, come on. I'm ripping it in practice.
Greg, downtown, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I am actually a therapist who actually has professional athletes as one of my clients, but what you were saying about Simone Biles, I think it's true. Like when we kind of talk about mental health, there is a little bit of a stigma to it. But especially when we think about athletes, we kind of project our thoughts and feelings onto them because athletes are supposed to be these larger-than-life gladiators, right? So they're not supposed to crack under the pressure. They're not supposed to be vulnerable. They're supposed to fight through
it. Greg, I got to cut you. His phone, I couldn't. Could you understand what he was saying?
I was trying to.
It was
I was
so
trying
bad,
hard.
That phone. And I appreciate your patience, too, but... That we were in cell hell there.
We were.
So hopefully your cell phone works better. 312-332-3776 because we need a contestant for my wife or radio partner. Today it's the old school game. It's Waddle's got three statements. Who made the statement? Was it me or was it his wife? 312-332-3776. Pick a number, Waddle.
124.
That's not nice.
Oh, no, I'm joking. 24.
All right, caller 24. You get to play my wife or radio partner coming up next.
Tyler.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. It's now time for my wife or my radio partner.
There's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
My wife.
Does this make me look fat? Did you take out the trash?
Or my radio partner.
I look at myself in the mirror and I can't stand what I'm seeing.
It's a little cool today, isn't it? It's a little cool today for golf, isn't it?
My wife or my radio partner.
With Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
You made any Olympic bets?
Yes, I told you I bet the women's soccer team to win gold. I got a boost on that.
Okay.
I
did not make the bet. I said I would have taken Iran in the points, and if I had, I would have lost.
Yeah, I figured that was a makeup game. One of those
120-60.
Yes, that like they would take their frustration out.
I didn't make the play.
Yeah.
I didn't make the play.
So, not yet. No, I mean, I did not put any bets down on the Olympics
yet. I'm trying to find a bet to make where I know the outcome already, but it's kind of got lost in the shuffle, but I can still make the play. You know, trying to sneak one past
them. You don't think
them.
The sports folks have accounted
trying to
for
sneak one past them, Chris.
The local time?
Not sure.
And the replays?
I don't know when anything is live.
I get why we're confused, but yeah. I don't think they're confused.
I'm trying to sneak one by them, Chris.
By the way,
keep my eyes open for a bet I can make where I already know the outcome.
Have you guys watched the swim events?
Yeah, they were awesome last night.
They were. What were all the horns, though? When did that? Was has that always been a thing? I just didn't notice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What are the horns?
Yeah,
horns? What are the pool horns for?
Let's giddy up.
Let's go. Swim faster.
Is that what is
swim
that?
Faster.
Yeah, is that
let's
like
go.
Going to the whip?
Yeah,
I mean, like in horse racing, like is that what the swim coach does? He blows the horn to tell the guy to or the woman to swim faster, or is it to let them know where they are in the pool?
Sure, all of it.
What I want to know what the horns are used for. I thought there was more horn than usual. My wife, a radio partner, is brought to you by our great friends at Swift & Sons American Steakhouse. They are located in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. You know the Boca Restaurant Group?
Yes, I do. They're fantastic.
Rob Katz, Kevin Bain, they're
great
awesome.
Guys.
Restaurant Tours of the Year nationally, they won that award recently. Chris Pandell is their executive chef. They bring you the Chicago Steakhouse with a modern twist. The atmosphere is so good. What a just
isn't Chris's wife the bakery doesn't she is she in charge of desserts and stuff?
No, I think you're mistaken. I don't. The pastry chef at Swift and Sons used to be the wife of one of our listeners.
Okay, I got that.
I
wrong.
Believe that's what it was. Yes.
Yeah, things get confusing every now and again.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm like, man, what's Waddle going for here?
I was trying to throw you a lifeline right
so
there.
So you were saying that the executive chef and the pastry chef are a thing.
That's what I thought.
That they have inner chef working.
I saw
going.
Your face turning purple, and I thought you were going to choke, so I was trying to buy some time for
oh, really?
You to
just,
get a cough
you
in.
You just blurted something out.
I thought
out.
There was something there that I was trying to stall.
Chris Pandell's wife. She bakes cakes.
No.
That's a good partner, though. Thank you. They're located in the Fulton Market District. You're going to love it. And Swift & Sons Tavern, which is now open right across the street from Wrigley Field.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. All right. Our contestant is Bill in Jefferson Park.
Bill, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks good. For letting me play.
Of course. You ready to do this? You know how to do this?
I know how to do it. Here's the problem, like other people. Every time I listen on the radio, I get at least two every time. So you know what happens today, right? I'm dead.
Oh, that's a horrible approach. That is a horrible approach.
I'm going to make a prediction that you get three out of three today, Bill.
I don't know about that.
I love you, Sylvie.
I think you're going to go three
okay,
for three.
Okay, Bill, this is how we do it. I'm going to read you three statements. You've got to determine whether or not my wife made the statement or my radio partner made the statement. If you're correct, only two out of three times you get that gift card. If my wife made the statement, Bill, this is what you'll hear. If my radio partner made the statement, Bill, this is what you'll hear.
If I were a boy.
Beyonce.
It is Beyonce, yes.
We got to change the music.
No,
seriously.
You say that all the time.
I know, but.
It's a classic now. It's classic. People know what they're going to get.
Statement number one, Bill, you ready?
Let's give it all.
Grab.
What? What was that?
Did you just give yourself
giddy
a bad idea?
Let's go.
Pandell's wife.
No shot.
All right, Bill, here we go. Rally time. You ready?
Let's go.
Grab me a couple of cucumbers, please. Grab me a couple of cucumbers, please.
I'm going to say it at Sylvie.
Oh. Come on, Bill. Come on, really?
Remember when
isn't
choose...
that what the store's for, Bill? If I wanted cucumbers, I'd go to the store.
Or you could go to my... Listen, remember when I accused somebody of actually coming into my backyard stealing cucumbers?
Yeah.
I was a little premature.
Oh, really?
They just blossomed late. I got more cucumbers than I know what to do with. So last night, I was outside at the garden, and my wife screamed out the window, "Grab me a couple of cucumbers, please."
That's good. It was premature cucumbulation.
Yeah, you got it. Right, it was. All right, Bill, 0-1.
That sucks. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Statement number two. If you're going to wear a tank top, you really should shave your armpits.
All right, we're going to try Sylvie again.
No.
You predicted Bill predicted correctly.
They seem so obvious. Do you want to go the other way?
Did you think because I'm the manscaper that I was telling people how to wear their tank tops?
I think he was getting out in front of it.
I think you try to look at men's underarms.
Me?
Yeah. He said he thinks you'd like to look at men's underarms.
I'm not a tank top guy at all.
I'm not either. I'm not. If you want to wear a tank top, fine. But my wife said that to me the other day. She goes, you know, if you're going to wear a tank top, shouldn't you trim your armpits?
Okay, she was speaking about men.
Yes, just in general, not just because I don't wear tank tops.
Right,
but I do cut my armpit.
Me too. So
hair.
Do can't I. Stand I take it. Care of it.
Yeah. All right, for you know what's in giggles, Bill. Unfortunately, exactly. As you predicted, you don't win. Yes, that's my ringtone. A soft little ringtone. Yes, that's my ringtone. A soft little ringtone.
Sylvie.
Yeah, that just happened in the bathroom.
It did. That's right, Bill. It was a very odd conversation. I accidentally still had my ringer on. And a good thing it happened during the commercial. We were taking a pee together. And
urinals.
We
weren't invited.
No.
Well, somebody's got to man the boards.
Well, Black, we've done that before, though. Like, you usually go right before your show.
Yeah.
You're about a 5:30, 5:40
run in there. Yeah.
See, I got your schedule down.
5:35 power well back there.
And so Waddle and I were in there. My phone rang.
Yeah.
During the commercial, and he thought, like, I think I have a very pleasant ring. The last thing you want is a ring to startle yourself or anybody.
My phone doesn't. I don't think I ever have my ringer. The ringer part of it on.
Pleasant. What's your ring? What's your ring call?
It's like a little tinkle.
That's what he described it as.
A little tinkle. little jingle. Little tinkle jingle.
Can you call my phone? I forget how you play it.
What's your number?
How do you play it?
What's your number?
It's 847.
I need your number, too. Hold on.
3-4.
Wow.
What? Wow, what?
All right, I'm going to call you right now.
Let's see here. I think it's pleasant and...
Good night, sweet prince. Good night, sweet prince.
Wow.
You didn't think that was a pleasant ring? You think that's a...
How do you even hear that?
Oh, I was trying to turn on... Call me again, Waddle. One more time. This is great radio, isn't it? Oh, here's Black calling me, though. I don't know why it's not ringing now.
I don't hear a ring.
You know why? Because we shamed your ringer.
My ringer ran away.
He crawled into the phone and went home.
All right.
Crawled back in.
In 2 minutes, Michael Wilbon will join the show. And believe it or not, he has so many thoughts on different things, but he texted us about something that you would never think Wilbon's going to text us about. We'll get to that in 2 minutes from now.